Blog Talk Radio.
Conversations with the Queen, where we value a conscious and holistic approach to life and self-improvement. We often focus on psychological, spiritual, and mental balance, but we discuss any and everything that pertains to bettering ourselves. So on today's show, we will be discussing Her Issue is Blood with Queen of Four. But before we get into that, I would like to invite you to visit conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com, where you can catch exclusive articles and information that pertain to the show. Also, don't forget that if you miss a show, you can always check us out on the archives here on blogtalkradio.com/109-9 Penn Station. Don't forget to like our fan page on Facebook, which is facebook.com/conversationswiththequeen, as well as subscribe to our YouTube, which is youtube.com/CWTQ update. All right. Hope everybody had an awesome weekend. I definitely did. I took some time today, had a little bit of time for myself, you know, did some meditations. I didn't get to do my yoga today, but I definitely did it yesterday. So the yoga pose of this month, which is the month of April, is the reclining hero's pose. And the benefits of that pose is that it stretches the abdomen, the thighs, the deep hip flexors, the knees, and the ankles. It strengthens the arches, relieves tired legs, improves digestion, helps relieve the symptoms of menstrual pain. So it's really a great pose, especially for the ladies, but for anybody to integrate into their yoga program that they're doing already. All right, so this week's affirmation is, my spirit is open and free and centered. I am ready to receive the higher frequency energies that are meant for me. I honor my ancestors and live a balanced life. Ashe. All right, so you can check all those things out on conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com and definitely get acquainted with the blog. We'll be having some more new things going on there. We have special offers page that's now on there now, so definitely go and check that out. Okay. So without further ado, we're going to bring on the queen and start up the show.
Greetings, beloved Queen Tay. This is Sister Alicia and Queen of Four. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Absolutely amazing. We are so very, very excited about being back with you again this month. And we are sharing from the topic of her issue is blood. Queen did an amazing three-hour teaching on fibroid tumors, which is something that our sisters have been plagued with for years. And
yes,
for years we've been told, just have a hysterectomy. That's what you need to do. Or if they're not bothering you, don't bother them, not understanding that we are continuing to feed these tumors and that they are continuing to take away our life force and keeping us from being our most effective and from staying in our highest and wisest. So Queen is going to share tonight from the topic, her issue is blood, and I'm really hoping that all of the sisters have their pens and pads so that they'll be able to fully receive all that she's sharing. At the end of her sharing, I will come back and share the contact information as well as the playback information from the call that she did. It's been absolutely amazing. We've been able to share the Seasons of Wellness, which is a healing modality for fibroid tumors for sisters that have had them for up to 20 years, actually. So we are so excited. So without further ado, I will share with you our queen, Queen of Fua.
Okay.
Greetings.
Greetings. How are you?
Queen, how are you doing this evening?
I'm well.
Thank you. Well, I am ready to begin when you're ready for me to begin.
Okay, we're definitely ready.
Okay. Well, I have been on this journey to help women not to have womb trauma, to teach women how to overcome the womb traumas that we're not even aware how many that there are, and I'm going to call them all out tonight so that we can overcome. I want to also give a special thanks to Alicia for assisting me with this journey, this mission of saving the wombs of the women. For when you save the womb of the women, you save all humankind, because everyone comes out of us, and so we have to restore ourselves. And this is my presentation. Also, in the spirit of SOS, saving our sisters' wombs, we go forward this evening. And first of all, I want to demystify a fibroid tumor. the medical establishment has, the allopathic have not really figured out what a fibroid tumor is.
Mm.
A fibroid tumor is, simply said, crystallized mucus. And that crystallized mucus could be as small as a lemon or as large as a cantaloupe or a grapefruit, depending on the lifestyle of the woman. When we speak of her issue is blood, women are hemorrhaging. That is what's taking place. And hemorrhaging is becoming normal. So if a woman goes to her physician and say that she's bleeding 7 days and she's having PMS, that is normal. But what has happened is it's normal for women to be sick. And I'm saying that it's not normal. It's not healthy. It may be the norm because we are not aware of how to heal ourselves. So what I have recognized with the menstrual flow, that the average woman, if she's bleeding 5, 6, 7 days, 2 weeks, she is hemorrhaging. So she's now anemic and she's debilitated. But not only that, usually if a woman is past 30 years old, 32 or so, if she is bleeding 6, 7 days or more, she usually has a fibroid tumor. That's an indication that she has a fibroid tumor, along with the PMS, the pain, and the clotting. I want to call out all the other related womb issues, and then I'm going to go back to how do we heal ourselves from fibroid tumors. What are some of the steps that we can take and begin to take responsibility for our wellness? So wherever you are in your womb wellness, this may be a call out. Maybe your mother has the womb condition that I'm going to call 34 of those conditions out. Or it is your auntie, or it is your grandmother. And maybe they didn't tell you because it's secret. And my age group and my mother, we didn't really talk about the uterus, the womb, and what to do. And some of the mothers and aunties went away for a few days and had a hysterectomy and didn't mention to the rest of the family and just came back business as usual, making biscuits and cleaning the house and taking on the responsibilities of keeping a family together, but no one really knew what happened to mother or auntie. But then what ends up happening is you don't know that, like, one woman calls up and she says, all of the aunts in my family have had hysterectomies. And I'm 32 years old, and I'm concerned about myself because I'm in pain and I'm bleeding heavy. And she has 7 aunts. So to have all of her aunts have had a hysterectomy, plus her mother, she already knows the writings on the wall because it's in the blood. It's in the bloodline. But you're not a prisoner to the blood. You can shift the blood by shifting your life, by shifting the emotions, by doing the detoxing. But if your lifestyle is the same as your mother and your grandmother and so on, then if they have had hysterectomies or other womb traumas and issues, then it is already preordained that it may be so, unless we make the shift. And that's what this is about. So I'm going to call all of those womb issues out, and I'm calling them out that we're all coming together saying that we're going to let that go. We are going to, as the women, we're going to detox. We're going to cleanse. We're going to come into the SOS, Save Our Sisters' Wombs Consciousness. We're going to create, grab the circles, and I'm going to show and teach so that we can all be empowered, because this information has to go to ourselves, but it has to go to our daughters. And this information has to go to us as the women folk, even for the men, because if a woman is suffering, as Elvis would say, if there's no peace with mama, there's no peace in the home. So when a woman is suffering monthly, the man, he backs off, he's scared for his life because she's in grief, literally, and she's hurting and she's bleeding, and whatever she goes through, he's going through. And pretty much what she's going through, his prostate is going through the same thing. He's being traumatized every month, but he's not aware of it. And so just as she's eating and drinking and stressing, he's consuming the same environment, he's reflecting his mate, and so he is also going through his own trauma, and so this is a family healing. So if a woman is bleeding 4 or 5 times a month, that is number one. That will be over. She'll overcome that as she takes this healing. I'm going to call them all out. Menstrual aches and pains, menstrual cramps, heavy menstrual bleeding and or clotting, TMS, mood swings, depression, anger, hostility, Chronic vaginal itching or burning, 6. Chronic vaginal odor, 7. Chronic vaginal discharge vaginitis, 8. Vaginal sores, 9. Medically diagnosed vaginal cyst, 10. Candida, 11. Painful intercourse, 12. Inability to experience orgasm, 13. Frigidity, 15. Sexually transmitted diseases, syphilis, gonorrhea, chlamydia, genital herpes, which is becoming so normal. Sexual abuse, rape, molestation, toxic partners, infertility, toxemia during pregnancy, 18, difficult childbirth, 20, miscarriages, spontaneous abortions, 21, abortions, 23, hot flashes, vaginal dryness, 23, medically diagnosed hormonal imbalance, irritability and mood swings, 26, night sweats, headaches and backaches, 28, pelvic inflammatory disease, 29, blocked fallopian tubes, medically diagnosed fibroids, tumors, cysts, 31, endometriosis, 32, hysterectomies, 33, genital prolapse, 34, uterine cancer. This is the state, and then you have the hit-and-run lovers and the relationships that were never healed up and resolved. And so the woman not only carries the pain in her uterus, but she also carries it in her heart. And so I see the woman as three womb centers that you have to heal simultaneously. Physical womb issues started mentally and spiritually, and if not addressed, nor not knowing how to address it or process it or overcome it or forgive from it or learn from it, it stayed in the body and it just then began to magnify until it became a physical issue. And so women even know that, because many women will have a fibroid removed and then it will grow back, and the doctors will say in a year or two or three. And why does that take place? Because she has not changed her lifestyle. She has not changed the thinking. She has not changed the heart. She has not changed her physical womb. And there is a prayer that I give to the women as they place their palms, who are listening on this call together, and place it over your brow, right above your eye, and because that is your seat of intuition, that is your seat of trusting, that is your seat of the Most High dwelling within. And so we say, awaken the womb of the mind, that what we think, we create, we birth, and we breathe in, and we begin to awaken our minds. Awaken the womb of the heart, for what we feel, we birth, we create. So when we harbor, we continue to create the same relationships physically, emotionally, spiritually, and reflects in our wombs. And then we place both hands over our wombs to embrace her, and we say, awaken the womb of our seat of creation. For what we think and what we feel, we birth through our seat of creation. And today, we birth womb wellness, womb recovery. There is a chart that I have that I laid out, and I had Dr. Bernadette Sheridan look over the chart. Well, I mentioned her name because she has we've been together for 5 years, myself as a holistic practitioner and herself as a family physician for over 30 years. And we came together because she was looking for someone who is versed in holistic principles and teachings that could teach her patients and clients a whole natural lifestyle. And I was looking for someone to scientifically quantify my work as a fact. And we made that marriage, that union. One of the things I asked her to do is just as a homework, just check my pyramid, my recruit. So what I did is, on the very base, if someone is chronically sick, they may go through a hysterectomy, a removal. This is allopathic. I'm going to call out the allopathic options, which are four of them. When a woman is traumatized, these are the four allopathic methods that are used to treat the uterus. And then I'm going to go to the various womb wisdom protocols to holistically care for the uterus. And I'm going to tie it all into the blood. I'm going to tie it all into the mucus, because the mucus, again, is crystal. The fibroid tumor is crystallized mucus. And the blood and the bleeding and the number of days of bleeding will indicate how chronic your womb conditions are. Now, I'm talking about just the physical womb, but the heart and what you're holding and who you feel burdened from, and the pain and the incest and the rape and the depression and the hit-and-run lovers, and all of that is in the heart. And then the thinking and the mind and what you hold on to, you keep generating and creating that. So this is so that women know that they have an option, that they have a choice. And so if I'll make this disclaimer, if a woman is seeing her physician, continue seeing her physician, but every 21 days, every 28 days, if she goes through her womb detox, her womb cleansing, she will go back to her physician. Her physician will say by the second, 20 and third, 21-day cycle, the season of cleansing, they're getting better. Maybe we can hold off on that surgery. They're getting better, so maybe we don't have to do the partial hysterectomy. Let me just watch you for a little bit. What are you doing by the third 21 cycle? You're doing something different because I don't see the tumor or it's shrinking. What are you doing? We're just taking a natural pathway. So the hysterectomy is the removal of the uterus, the ovaries, and fallopian tube. This is the most extreme care. Usually if a woman has been bleeding heavily and then she's grew a tumor, she will have it, the tumor removed. And then she'll come back again 2 or 3 years and it will grow again. And then the question will come up, by the time you get to the third tumor growing, then the doctors will say, well, do you have any children? Yes, you have one child. Well, then, you know, just go ahead and get a hysterectomy. That may be the recommendation. Okay, then you go one step up, which is less critical, which is the partial hysterectomy, the removal of the uterus and removal of the ovaries. That's critical treatment as well. We're still removing as opposed to detoxing the womb, detoxing the ovaries, flushing out the fallopian tube. So we're moving on up to myomectomy. That's a removal of the fibroid itself, where the uterus is intact and the ovaries are intact, but the tumor is now removed itself. And so that's where most women are when they're like between the age of 30 and 35. And then it becomes more critical by the time the woman is in her 50s or up to 60, the hysterectomy. And I'm just going to hit that before I go into the last one, is that I remember a psychotherapist called in and she was teaching at one of the universities. And she said that she uses the book Heal Thyself, and I'm Sacred Woman, and Overcoming. And she has a group of young sisters in college that she gives, that she has these womb circles. And I said, well, do you work with any of the mature women in their 50s or 60s? She said, well, no, because I already had all the, my friends and associates all had hysterectomies. That is a crisis right there. But do the young women in their 20s and 30s and even 40s realize that that's where they're going? Are they even aware of that that's the road that they can prevent? Because there is a journey, there is a womb journey that I have observed, and that certain womb issues happen in your teen, well, some trauma in 7 years up to 12 years old. And then there's another set of traumas to the womb that happened as a teenager. Then there's another set of specific traumas that happened in her 20s. And then there's another set of womb traumas that happened in the woman's 30s. And then there's another set of traumas that happens between 40, 50. And then there's another set at 60. And so does a woman even know that there is an actual journey that the womb takes, whether she's conscious or unconscious? And she becomes conscious of her womb healing, then she can prevent the traumas that are already slated, that are scheduled for her womb. And then the final one is the arteriouterine embolization, which then cuts off the flow of blood to the artery to the womb. So the womb is going to die anyway. It won't have nourishment, because once you cut that blood, that flow of oxygen and nutrition to the womb, then the womb is no more. So you might be cutting off the flow so that you don't grow the tumor larger, but why not dissolve the tumor so that the tumor can move out and bring the blood count down or the blood flow down and bring the energy up and the emotions come into balance? And so those are choices, but with that, Women are not told that if they change their lifestyle, most who are living, who are going through any of those things that I just mentioned allopathically, I have seen a correlation to heavy meat eating, heavy dairy consumption, white flour consumption, cooked oils, fast food, a lack of exercise, so there's no circulation to the uterus, showers rather than healing baths, tight garments, tight jeans, there's no air and no circulation to the uterus, emotional baggage, unresolved issues that are still in the tissues. This is the toxic lifestyle, and this that we must overcome if we're going to gain control of our uterus, of our womb centers. And so as you get ready to move up to the higher realm, you have your womb wisdom protocols. Before I go into the protocols, I want to just say that there is a mucus trip that you can begin to see going on in your body. So this is like a wellness checkup, a personal wellness checkup you can get to yourself. And that is mucus. Mucus, what does mucus come from? It's built up to, I'm going to call all the list, and I want the women who are listening to write your list. If you're taking 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5, or 10 of the foods that I'm going to call out, then that is what you're, that's what's feeding the fibroid tumor. That's what's helping it to grow again and again and again. And then sometimes the tumor gets so large, so by the fourth month, it's feeding off and it's taking the nourishment where a woman has conceived. So the tumor usually wins out, and it pushes the uterus, it pushes the fetus out by the fourth or fifth month. That's why women, when they get to the fourth or fifth month and they have a fibroid tumor, it ends up the fibroid tumor ends up aborting the baby. So it's a battle that's going on in the uterus. And so this is mucus. I'm going to call all the mucus forming foods, and you just add them up and you see where you are. I'm going to go through the call. Roll call: beef, pork, goat, lamb, chicken, fish, cheese, eggs, milk, ice cream, butter, white flour products, white rice, white bread, white potatoes, white muffins, white biscuits, white pancakes, microwaving, fast food, junk food, processed food, frozen food. All of that on a physical level is what's manifesting and growing and strengthening that fibroid tumor. So some may have 4, 5, 6, 10 of those. The less of that you take, the smaller the tumor is going to be. It's going to begin to shrink because it has to feed off of those toxic foods. Now, when you start putting real food into the body, the tumor begins to soften. It can't live there. And as you're drinking your tonics, as you're eating, taking your whole foods and your salads and taking your healing baths and putting your clay packs on and doing your self-massage, all the various works of womb wellness, that tumor begins to soften. Hmm. Now, I'm going to go back to mucus. You see, those are all the mucus-forming foods. If there's mucus in the head, as above, so below, as below, so above. If there's mucus in the head, it's a brain tumor, a headache. If there's mucus in the sinus, there's sinus congestion, loss of hearing. If there's mucus in the throat, there's a thyroid condition. If there's mucus in the lungs, then there's emphysema, asthma, bronchitis. If there's mucus in the chest, if there's mucus in the womb, there's the fibroid tumor or the cysts, heavy bleeding and clotting, chronic bedridden PMS. And no matter how many painkillers you have, you're always going to be in pain until you take those painful foods or substances out of the lifestyle. So there are alternatives. And so when you begin to do the natural healing and do the womb wisdom protocols that I will bring forth and mention, your womb becomes liquid. It becomes soft. The tumor becomes liquid. It becomes soft. And then you start getting a vaginal discharge after your first 21 days or the third week that you're in your 21-day detox. All of a sudden, you're getting a vaginal discharge. And you might think, I'm having a discharge. There's something wrong with this. I probably need medication to stop this discharge. Stop, in the name of love. If you take the medication, it will just numb out your womb and you won't flush out. So you have actually loosened up all of that womb waste that is called a tumor, and now the discharge is starting to come out, and these cysts are starting to soften up, and all of that begins to pass away. And that is how you're going to break up. So that's the mucus trip. It's above, it's below, it's in the breast. And the thing about if you cut out the uterus, that same tumor is now going to move in your breast. It's going for the soft tissue. So it won't matter that you cut out the uterus. It's still going to, that tumor, because of lifestyle, you haven't changed what you put in your mouth, so it's going to show up in the breast. So you'll have breast tumors now and cancer of the breast. So we just have to start going through a real detox. So in the womb wisdom protocols, we do womb yoga. And I've developed a system of 108 movements that is going to fortify your uterus. As a yogini, you use breath, you use consciousness, you use movements specific to break down and soften and decongest the spirit and the physical of the physicality of the uterus. But there's one movement that everyone can do. If they don't want to do any other of the 108, everyone can lay down in their bed. This is a basic womb wellness movement that will heal you up. You lay down in your bed flat. Your head is at the bedpost. Put your feet against the wall at a 45-degree angle. And stay there for 10 to 15 minutes while you do deep breathing in and long exhalation out. And now while you're doing your breath in and out, you are massaging your womb in a clockwise circular motion, and you're doing a kneading like you're kneading dough. Get inside and begin to massage. So you're doing from the base, like leaning in your lap, and you go around the navel, under the navel, and then all the way from right to left, and do that several times, kneading, and then do what's called an effleurage. Your palm is flat, you're pressing in, and you're going around in circles, and breathing, and releasing. And you're going to feel where that tumor is, unless it's covered and hidden in the center of the uterus. But if it's obvious, you're going to feel it. I want you to feel it and have a connection to it and say that you are not going to live in my body. There's no place for you here. You must leave. I claim my womb back. I claim my womb healing. And you begin to do that and begin to affirm your womb healing, and I claim no more pain and no more stress and no more hurt and no more resentment as you're breathing, as you're inverted, as you're massaging, bringing life back into your uterus and life back into your heart, and then massage your heart in circular motion, because the heart attacks are becoming more and more common because you have one relationship after the next and you're distressed out from one, but you never overcame that relationship, and you go to another relationship looking for more comfort, but until you heal yourself, there is no comfort, there is no relief. And if you say, okay, you want to have relief, you say, I just want somebody to hold me, somebody to rub me or whatever, and then you're in a state of trauma, because until your womb is healed, you cannot bring anyone into your womb, and then they're going to have to heal to be with you. Otherwise, if they're eating junk and processed and fast food and all the things I just mentioned, and they're angry at their mothers and they're angry at their fathers and they're angry at life, when they bring that to you, you're going to have double trouble. Your issues plus their issues is called an atomic bomb. Nothing but pain is going to come out of that. So it's better that we take time out. For women who don't have a mate, take this season to really nurture yourself and really love yourself and really bring yourself into wholeness, where there is finding peace in your spirit, peace in your heart, and peace in your womb. And so by doing this, we now begin to birth a new us. We begin to birth new relationships, healthy relationships. Relationships don't make us feel like we're deficient and that we're broken and wounded. And one of the things that I always recommend is go back to your mother, go back to your father. Because what we are actually doing that's causing all this trauma and a cesspool of waste in people's souls and hearts, and it's just moving it from one body into the next, moving one disease and from one body into the next, moving the STDs into one body into the next, is that we have to go into our root. Where did it come from? So go to your mother and go to your father and speak your soul in your heart. Or go to your mother, go to your father and say thank you for doing the best that you could, for giving me whatever you could give me with what you had to work with, because resentment poisons the blood. Resentment has you eating more flesh. Resentment has you wanting more junk food and cookies and ice cream to give you comfort. So we have to heal our hearts, really. As we heal our hearts, we heal our wounds. I mean, I can just keep going and tell you more, but you have to give me my signal.
Mm-hmm. Well, we do have 1 hour and 25 minutes left
on
the live stream. I definitely was prepared. I was like, let me put that extra half hour in there just in case. So we do have time for the call-ins and everything like that.
Okay. All right.
If you want to continue for another 15 to 20 minutes, that's fine, and then we can do the commercial break, and then we can allow callers to call in. So you can continue to speak, yes.
Okay, thank you so much. So I'm going to give you some of the more of the womb wisdom protocols. And so you have your womb wellness diet. And so the big piece is your protein and your calcium. Your proteins, there are so many choices of proteins that everyone who's on the call is not going to be a vegetarian. So there is a space there for the flexitarian. And then you may be right now cutting out the beef, the pork, the goat, the lamb, and having your chicken and your fish, organic chicken, remove the skin, one piece, between the hours of 12 and 4 when the sun is at its highest point, but supported with a large platter, 50% of the meal should be a salad, a green leafy salad, to broom and brush out that excess, and then maybe a steamed vegetable or a live soup, or also and a whole grain, a light grain, uncooked grain, the couscous, the tabbouleh, the bulgogi, or light quinoa, something light, and then you may have your protein choices. So if you're not going to have chicken or fish, then you might have beans and peas and lentils. And so those who are vegetarians who will be soaking their beans and soaking their nuts and their lentils, their peas, they'll do that overnight, and then that's easier for digestion. And then those who are the raw foodists, then your proteins will be sprouts. But what happens with a lot of the raw foodists is they overdo the nuts, and they start getting gas and indigestion and constipation. They still have some other issues, but not as chronic, and it won't really grow a fibroid tumor, but you just have to even watch the nuts. So then there's also the periodical fasting. And I say in the evening time, it's a good time to liquefy. You want to really have more liquid. So you have your herb teas, then you have your lemon water, your lime water, when the sun goes down at 7 o'clock on, and then you're following the 12 hours of the night from 7 at night to 7 in the morning. So you get a chance to liquefy your uterus, and you start to flush out. Also, you have your rejuvenation clay. Rejuvenation clay is one of my formulas, and for those who are suffering from pain, you can get a gauze, and you can put, and the pain is just an opportunity for us to pay attention. That's what it is. Pain is saying, pay attention. There is something that you're taking in that is not in harmony with your body, your mind, and your spirit. So you can actually speak to pain and say, what is this? Why is this? And it will tell you because of the feelings you're carrying or the foods that you just ingested, or some changes that you need to shift, move into, that you haven't moved into. So you're being nudged to move on, to shift, to let go, to forgive, to release. So pay attention. Now you take the clay, a tablespoon, and spread it over a gauze and put it over your womb center. And then you put some tape on both sides and you go to sleep overnight. While you're sleeping, the clay is drying. It's pulling microscopically the waste through the uterus into the clay. And in the morning time, and into the gauze, in the morning time you shower and you massage again in clockwise motion. You do that every other night. If it's chronic, every night for the next 21 or 28-day cycle. That's your clay. And then there is I want you to take a salt bath. For those who have high blood pressure, you use a cup of organic apple cider vinegar or 1 or 2 cups of the Master Herbal, one of my formulas, or the Women's Herbal Formula. And you soak, or if you your pressure is normal, then you can put 2 pounds of Dead Sea salt or Epsom salt into your tub. And what I want you to do is for the spirit of your womb and the heart of your womb and the physicality of your womb to flush and to release, you want to take 3 baths a week. And you soak in the tub for 30 minutes. And while you're in the tub, you're to squeeze, before you get in the tub, squeeze lemon juice and put that in a glass of water, warm water, or lime juice. If it's lemon, just use 1 lemon. If it's lime, use 2 limes. And that's going to break up the calcification. It's going to break up the congestion. It's going to purify the blood very gently. It's also going to open up the arteries that are clogged up. So the fallopian tube is clogged up. And so women are not fertile, but they just have to clean up. Most times when women are suffering from infertility, it's just the womb needs life. It needs oxygen. It needs steady nutrition. And when it gets both oxygen, nutrition, and movement, then you become more fertile. And when you're able to conceive this child that you're going to conceive because you're cleansing, is going to be an organic, whole, healthy child. The child won't be born with various childhood diseases. And the child will be a very advanced, psychologically advanced, emotionally balanced soul that will come through because of the preparation that you've taken time out to heal your womb, to flesh out the womb physically, emotionally, spiritually, and to be in harmony with your mate so that you together will conceive the highest vibration of a soul, of a human being. And then you have your inversion, which I make mention of. And those women who are suffering with the fibroid tumors, particularly the recurring one, you need to do your castor oil packs. And I'll simply just tell you how that's done. And I'm going to give you a few more things. I'm going to tell you about the elements, and then we're going to go into your 21-day detox kit. So you're going to get the castor oil pack. You boil your water. The water's hot. Turn off the flame. And then you're going to put a white washcloth or a flannel cloth into the hot water. Get some rubber gloves, and we're going to wring it out. You put a piece of plastic on your kitchen table. Then you put the hot white gauze on the table. Then you get castor oil, pure organic castor oil from the health food store or food co-op, and you pour it over the cloth. Or you can use our Colonies because that has castor oil, olive oil, and vitamin E oil. You put that down, and then you lay that over your uterus. And then you put a heating pad over that. And then you go take a nap for 30 minutes to an hour to put it on low. The first 3 times, you put it on medium. And then after that, you have been acclimated, then you put it on high. And that will soften it. Those who are able to get to a bathhouse or a sauna, a steam room, especially a steam room because of the moisture, which is softening the uterus. It's just a perfect place for the uterus, for the womb to get flushed. You can bring the castor oil with you to the spa, the bathhouse, and massage the same circular motion, the castor oil into your uterus, and then just put a cloth over it. You have a bathing suit so you can have exposure. And then you just rest. And those 10, 15 minutes is worth its weight in gold. That heavy heat with the castor oil penetrates. And with you drinking while you're at that sweat, you're drinking your vegetable juices to build you up, to repair your uterus. And you're also taking your fresh fruit juice. You're having plenty of water and lemon. All of that is womb wellness. This is nature's way of doing the surgery. And so with all of this, with the SOS, we're encouraging women to have me and have Alicia come into the town and so that we can start really strong womb wellness circles so women can begin to learn this with the hands-on. So now we're looking at the body as 5 elements. When the 5 elements are moving in the direction of the universal power, the uterus and all her 3 womb centers are strong, and the disease cannot dwell in her uterus. Most women are moving counterclockwise. We're going against the natural flow of the uterus. So our minds are weakened, life hitting, getting... You're literally punched drunk from all the relationships that are like dead bodies on us, that we're carrying Kwame and Michael and James and George in our uterus, one of them hanging on one ovary, another one hanging on the other one in 1979, another one is hanging on from 2010, and we haven't even told anybody to go home. So we're carrying on all these bodies within us, so it's a womb wellness. But also our men, they're carrying around the same trauma, so we connect to ourselves. Our relationships are ourselves, and we keep bursting these relationships that are hurtful, that are toxic, that are wounded because we are. And that's why I always say, don't blame him and don't blame her. Don't blame yourself. Just go inside and say, I'm taking my life back, and I'm going to heal myself. And to the degree and the frequency that one heals himself is the degree and the frequency that you will meet your reflection on the path. That's all it is. People outside of you are reflecting something that you need to look at and address. So the womb getting infested with tumors, like I just right now see a vision of a wonderful sister I met in Ohio who gave me a picture. She said, I think at some point you're going to need this picture. She said, what is this? She said, that's my uterus, and those are the several tumors that are surrounding my uterus. So I looked at her. I said, you had a hysterectomy? She said, yes, I had a hysterectomy. I had a hysterectomy because I didn't think I had a choice at that time. I didn't know there was a way that I could possibly heal my uterus. And I had health insurance. I had 30 more days before my health insurance would run out. I couldn't afford a $30,000 surgery just in case the natural healing didn't do it. So now her time is ticking out. She didn't have time. She didn't even know there was a way until the last minute. And 30 days, she didn't feel confident. So she went ahead, and she's been mourning since that. But I will tell her, as I tell those who have had hysterectomies for women, that you still have a womb sacred space. Nurture her. Still give her the castor pack. Still give that sacred space, the green juices and the green life and the inversion and the healthy thoughts. Still do that. Because after a hysterectomy, there are also lesions. And those lesions will grow like worms, and they will grow themselves out of the uterus just as worms. So you have to still soften the uterus, nurture the uterus so that she is strong. And I say she. Don't say down there. Say, my uterus, and she is healing, and we are healing together, and I love her, and I honor her, and we will overcome whatever this trauma is that's in me, because I wasn't born with this disease. I don't have to live with it. I can overcome. And one of the things that I tell the women is to begin to talk to the voice of her womb and ask this one question. This will help you get connected. If your womb can speak, and she does, what does she say? Does she tell you to rest? Does she tell you to let go? Does she tell you to dance? Does she tell you to cry? Does she tell you to go to the ocean? What does she tell you to do? Does she tell you to take this walk? Does she tell you to do the castor pass? Listen to her. Does she tell you to let him go? Did she tell you to cry? I will never forget, there were a group of 35 women in the space, and we had a womb circle. And I saw all the women just relax their legs, open their legs. I'm drumming. I'm not looking at their legs. I'm drumming. And I said, call him out. And when I hit the drum for the fourth time, I want you to call him out and let him go out of this room. And if some of you call the same man, don't start fighting. Be at peace. You know, you've got our men are roaming because we're not in sync with ourselves. And so there's one woman, she did just the opposite. She grabbed both of her legs and wrapped her arms around her legs, and she just tightened her whole being up like she was clawing herself. And I went over to her, and I said, what is happening with you? She said, I will never call his name again. And she said it was such hurt and such deep anger. This tear dropped down her face. The tears began to pour down her face. And I put my hand underneath and I caught the tear. I said, there he is. You don't have to call his name. He's coming out now. And she fell out and the women grabbed her and they sung and they rocked her soul to peace, to wholeness. And saying that we can heal. We have enough in us. We may have lost our confidence because we are not taught this as little girls and as teenagers. We see this, what I'm saying, may be so foreign or so impossible. But this is the way of peace. This is the way to return. And just remember that everything holistic is African natural lifestyle. So when we take a natural lifestyle on, we are taking a healing legacy that has been given to African people that is now healing everyone. What we call holistic is all African natural lifestyle. Can I get a witness? Alicia, can you get over here with me?
Yes, ma'am.
So she can share this energy. Pull up a chair. Pull up a chair. This is real time. I'm going to say this. And Queen, I want you to be with me. All I want you all to do right now for those who are in the circle with us is it say, African, can you hear the?
Yes.
You can hear? Okay. I'm going to call out the different ways of, that our ancestors gave to us to heal, that although it was thousands of years ago, we ancient women, these healers who are on this call, these natural holistic medicine women who already know and are in tune, are striving to be more in tune and knowing their soul, there's another way. That just call on your great-great-grandmother. Call on her for help and for healing.
Yes.
And we're calling on right now. We said no more pain and no more suffering and no more hysterectomies and no more festering of tumors and cysts in our lives. And we're going to birth ourselves and birth whole babies and whole relationships and a whole life.
So I'm going to call out all that is our legacy that Holistic Health is making trillions of dollars on, and they're healing and others are healing, but we are the last to know our own culture. So I'll say, Yusto, I'll say whatever we used to heal us then that people are using right now, and it's all African natural lifestyle. Aromatherapy.
African natural lifestyle.
Color therapy.
African natural lifestyle.
Hydrotherapy.
African
natural lifestyle.
Reiki.
African natural lifestyle.
Therapy.
African natural lifestyle.
Interior lifestyle.
African natural lifestyle.
Herbology.
African natural lifestyle.
Healing bath.
African natural lifestyle.
Sun cleansing.
African natural lifestyle.
Affirmation.
African natural lifestyle.
Yoga.
African natural lifestyle.
African natural lifestyle. These are these that we called out, that's our culture.
Yes, yes.
That is our these are our traditions.
Yes.
We are simply saying that we have everything already. It's our birthright to be whole.
Yes.
That we African women do not have to suffer any longer, that there is a way out of this and there is a way up. And so we gather here tonight in a circle of womb wellness to overcome every womb issue that I called out by taking on what? African natural lifestyle. I give him praise. And the 21-day kit.
Indeed.
Is my time to speak on that?
Indeed.
Well, the 21-day detox kit, this is a part of it. Everything that I'm speaking of, I'm inspired by the old ancient ones. I'm even inspired by our southern mothers on the porch rocking and going in the backwoods, tuned in and getting the right herb tea, the red clay, and bringing it back for the healing of the family. I'm calling on those mothers in the islands and the mothers in Africa who would go and fetch the clay again and go and get the herbs, the bush, and begin to give the baths and put the packs on and give the teas. I'm calling on them because that's our culture. That is our birthright to be whole women. And as we're healing from the fibroid tumors, what else is going to happen? What happens when we are not healing? We have the bleeding, we have the clotting, we have the pain, but we say no more because we're taking on our culture, we're taking on the natural medicine. From the sun that hits the beginning of time is still with us. It hasn't forsaken us. From the sun, it goes into the plant through photosynthesis and gives us the chlorophyll, gives us the vitamins and the minerals. Our healing is in the garden. Daughters, mothers, aunties, go to the garden and heal thyself.
Yes.
The 21-day kit is based on the garden. The Green Life Nutritional Formula has your spirulina that's out of the ocean, the plant. It has your wheatgrass that's from the soil. It has your lecithin to open up the area that's blocked so that the minerals can go in deep. You'll be taking that 3 times a day for a liquid breakfast, liquid lunch, and liquid dinner. Why is it so intense? Because if you do a little bit of healing, you get a little bit of results. You have to get a lot of nourishment because our bodies are actually starving. If you've been eating any of the processed or junk food or heavy eating or eating late or eating out of emotion, you're deficient. So healing is disease is two things, malnourishment or toxicity. So the Green Life will take care of the nourishment. And so those who are anemic, because you've been bleeding so heavy, that too shall pass by the second to third 21-day cycle. Then we have for you the Master Herbal Formula to help to detoxify all your systems. Your entire anatomy is working in conjunction with your uterus. So the healthier your blood, the cleaner your blood, the healthier your arteries, the clearer your arteries, the healthier your nervous system, the stronger your nervous system, the healthier your brain, the stronger your brain, the healthier your uterus. It's interconnected. It's not isolated. It's all in one. And then you have the colonies and the herbal laxative. If you have the average woman who has a womb issue, if she has 3 meals a day, and then some snacks in between, at least 3 meals a day, then at the end of the week, that's 21 meals. If she has one bowel movement, then there are 14 meals that are backed up in the colon.
Hmm.
What does that translate into? Tumors, cysts, congestion, bloating, constipation. A tumor is constipation as well. It's waste that is backed up. So the uterus is constipated. The uterus is stagnated. We're going to flush out. We're going to clean up. Colonese herbal acid will regulate the colon. If the colon is impacted, the colon will sit down on the bladder. 5, 10 pounds, 20 pounds, the average woman is carrying that much waste in her colon. That waste will then push down on the bladder, causing frequent urination, or someone by the time they're 45 or 50, they start to urinate on themselves. And so they have to walk around with a pad. So it's like we're going back to our babyhood. It's unnecessary. Then you have the colon and the bladder sitting down on the uterus, causing womb constriction. It causes the ovaries to fall over to the side or crush in to the center, depending on how much waste is pressing down. And then as a result, the woman becomes infertile, or you conceive, but you can't go full term. By the second or third month, you're aborting. You're doing an automatic abortion. So we just have to flush that out so the womb can come back to a proper position, the bladder can come up, and the colon can come above the navel as opposed to below the navel. So with that, you have your clay. I mentioned the clay. That's for the pain specifically. Those who are having bedridden pain, you're going to pack the clay on the outside of the body. You're also going to take a tablespoon of that, a teaspoon to a tablespoon, and put that into your – she said I have 5 minutes left.
No, you have more time.
I'm looking at the clock like I'm looking at my life. Okay, you can talk if you're first. Okay, then you have the clay. You'll take a teaspoon of the clay. You blend that into your blender with your water or your cranberry juice, which is wonderful to enrich the bloodstream and to clear out the arteries. And then you'll get a 21-page manual that will give you step-by-step instructions on exactly what to do, your menu plan, your healthy shopping list to do, the don'ts and the do's, so you have alternatives. So you're not going to be left out there not knowing exactly what to do. And those who go ahead and get and invest in their 21-day detox kit, then you'll get a special master workshop that will be given at the end of the month. So with all of that together, we will also send you your womb wisdom chart, so you can actually see out of the mud of pain and suffering comes forth the lotus, and you will see the process that the uterus goes through in relationship to the flower that represented the ancient ones, us, the shining beings. And so we give thanks for coming out of the mud, beginning to take that walk tonight. I ask that the women come on out of that mud to take a look. But you know, the beauty of mud is nourishment. And I say, heal thyself. Every lesson is a blessing. No guilt, no shame. Just learn and grow. And as you learn and grow and you become more connected to your own inner power, you will overcome every issue, every womb issue that is in your tissues. So I give praise and thanks for this gathering, this part one. And I'll be coming back for some Q&A or to go further into the teachings. And right now I'd like to bring this moment over to Alicia, and she is going to, I'm going to just send you over to her to go to the Wellness Pharmacy.
Give thanks and praise. This was such a wonderful opportunity. We are so excited about all of the women's wombs that we are able to reach out and bring healing and restoration to. I suffered from fibroid tumors for 17 years, so this is very personal to me. I now stand before you completely fibroid-free. It was not an overnight process, but I can tell you that by using the healing herbs, you can actually cause that calcinated mucus to soften up, detach from your uterus, detach from your tubes, break up on its own, and pass through you. And that is an experience like no other. That is the birth of removing the death from you. So it's a wonderful thing. If you are interested in taking the next steps towards your healing and purchasing either a 21-day kit or the Seasons of Wellness, and when you call in, we'll be able to share with you the difference, depending on how long you've had your fibroids, we'll determine which is going to serve you best. Please call us at 718-221-HEAL. Heal, H-E-A-L, 718-221-HEAL, H-E-A-L. We are available to take your calls 7 days a week, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., 718-221-HEAL, H-E-A-L, or you can text me at 404-401-7448, 404-401-7448, and just put in your name and the word I'm ready, which means I'm ready to purchase my healing. I'm ready to purchase the herbs that are going to bring forth my wellness and release me from the womb that is toxic. So, Queen Tay, thank you so much for this wonderful opportunity.
Thank you. All right, we do have 59 minutes left on the live stream, and I would like to take a moment to take a quick commercial break, and then we will come right back with some questions. So the call-in number for that is 917-932-8881. You can call in with any questions or comments you have about the show and about womb healing. So definitely take advantage of this great, great opportunity. Again, that call-in number is 917-932-8881. If you missed any of the contact information, we did drop it in the chat. It will also be available on the blog, conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com. All right, I'm going to get into these commercials, and then we will return with the question and answer portion of the program.
The Dick Gregory and Queen Afua Cruise. As a conscious alternative to the traditional Thanksgiving holiday, you are cordially invited to the 2013 Feast of Gratitude Cruise with Dick Gregory and Queen Afua. Call Alicia today at 888-636-5222. 888-636-5222. The Dick Gregory and Queen Afua Cruise. 888-636-5222.
Ladies, it's Israel the Poet. Do you love stylish jewelry but are also health and spiritually conscious? Many stylish pieces contain metals and plastics which can irritate the skin and do absolutely nothing for the spirit. So why not be in style while aiding your spirit? Gemini Creations presents Angel Wings, our newest earring line that infuses radiant feather earrings with angelic spiritual gemstones. So look great while aiding your spirit. To check them out, visit GeminiCreations.com. That's GeminiCreations.com. Like us on Facebook. That's Facebook.com/GeminiCreations. Or you can contact Tay Queen through TayQueen@Hotmail.com. That's TayQueen@Hotmail.com. Peace and blessings always.
Please, if you are interested in advertising with us on Conversations with the Queen, do contact me at TayQueen@Hotmail.com. That wraps up our commercial portion, but real quick announcement. I'd like to let everybody know that Gemini Creations has just launched its new online web store, and that is Gemini Creations, G-E-M-I-N-E-Y-E, creations.newshop.com. All right, and you can check us out on there as well. Collect our Angel Wings collection and our loose stones and all of those types of things. All right, we're back on live with the Queen. And all you have to do to get your question heard is press 1 if you're already on the line. So we will be taking the calls and the questions now. And if you're not already on the line, the call-in number is 917-932-8881. Again, call in with your questions and comments. Peace. Queen, are you on the line?
I'm here. Absolutely.
Okay. We did have a question. Somebody wanted to know what type of clay were you referring to when you talked about the clay treatment?
Okay. I have a rejuvenation clay. It's a green clay, and it has echinacea in it, and eucalyptus and peppermint. The echinacea is to help to detox further, along with the rejuvenation green clay, which is a magnet. And all clay has zinc, potassium, calcium, magnesium.
So as well as a pulling action, it also helps to magnify nutrition directly into the uterus. And that's
okay.
A part of the 21-day detox kit.
All right. So and I hope that answers the question that was. People are seeming to be a little bit shy on the lines, but it's okay because I have questions myself. Now, I've spoken about this candidly on the show before. We had a women's health show with some lovely sisters who were great healers, and they gave and offered their advice. And since I have the opportunity to have one of the best healers known in the modern age on the line with me, I'd be stupid if I didn't ask you the question. I've been dealing with something called candida. Of course, you referred to it when you called out the issues, the womb issues, and I've been battling with it for about 2 years now. I'm at the stage where I'm a vegan and I eat, you know, I don't deal with any of the animal products or anything like that, and I really want to push forward. So what are some of the things that you would recommend that I focus on with my diet as far as dealing with candida?
Okay, what I did is I did a quick scan based on radionics. So your body, as I spoke before, it's made up of ether, which is consciousness, thoughts, air, which is your oxygen flow, water, I mean ether, air, fire, your circulatory system and your womb specific, water, your circulatory system, your ability to move forward, to release, and then your earth is your bones, your joints, and your nourishment. So looking at that, I'm just going to, since you put yourself out, Candida, and I'm going to tell you the elements that need to work, okay?
Okay.
So we're looking at, this is a body scan, and it's done from a distance because it works with energy. In other words, everyone has energy. Everything has energy. If it doesn't have energy, it's no life. So we can feel people's energy. We come into some homes, it feels loving and open, and some homes, it's fear that you feel. And so have you ever had that experience before?
Oh, definitely.
Or people, human beings. Some people, you can say, oh, I feel like I want to embrace them, and someone else, you feel like you're going to run from them. Well, everyone carries energy in them. Food has energy or lack thereof. And so our bodies are affected by our environment. They're affected by words. They're affected by intimacy. Everything, we are consumers. We consume energy all the time. And then if the energy is not as productive, it robs parts of our being, and it brings down our immune system as a result. So this is in relationship to your womb wellness. And I have your name on the card. And I want to see, and you just take you take the healing one as I give you a. Okay, ether is optimal consciousness, and your consciousness is in an optimal state, which is powerful because your thoughts generate down and go into the rest of the body. But the air is what's going with the air. The air, okay, the air is going adverse, so. Are you eating, how much live food are you taking in?
Not as much as I would probably need to.
Yeah, so there's not a lot of oxygen in your system. You can get that going by just doing 20 breaths. I just want to see if you can just do that right quick. Because anyone who's listening, I can breathe with us. It's just breathing in and a rapid breath. And I want you to breathe into your, I'm checking your uterus right now. I want you to breathe into your uterus because it's going adverse. There's not enough oxygen in your uterus. So let's do 20 breaths. Begin with me. In and out, in and out, in and out. Keep breathing. Now it's changed, okay? The womb, the uterus, Now it's energy. Now there's energy. It just took out a little bit of air. So it's either your lungs or it's the food or it's the live juices, but it's there right now. Now, if you go home and you eat some starch, it's going to take your oxygen away.
Okay,
so you got to be consistent. And now looking at the fire element, for example, the fire is going adverse. So I want you to go into your mind with your blood. And anyone's listening as well, go into your bloodstream now. And I want you to breathe life into your blood and cleanse the blood. Let's do 10 of those. Oh, you already did it. You already made the shift. As soon as I let you know where the issues are, your consciousness, which is your strongest element, it went into your fire, went into your blood, and it changed everything. So now your blood is moving optimally. But with that, you could be taking unsweetened cranberry juice 3 times a week. I would say because it can do it for 7 days straight and then 3 times a week until that clears. You also, I'm going to get all the way down to the water.
Mm-hmm.
You need, the water is neutral. It's not negative. It's not positive. It's neutral. So I want you to make a green juice every day. Add cucumber, watercress, parsley, and some kale. And that's going to help. That's going to give you that candida. This is a layout. This is a spirit prescription. Okay. Then you go into the earth element. Let's just see here. Okay, the earth in the womb. Okay, how will the clay help? Yes, it says the clay will help. So what you want to do with the clay, you're going to drink it and you're going to pack it. So you're going to take a teaspoon of clay, put it in the blender, and drink that down. Do that 21 days straight. Because you have a reoccurrence of it, we got to just go in and go strong. Then you're going to take a half a teaspoon, and put it on a cotton swab and insert that clay in vaginally. And do that at night for 1 hour. And that's going to pull down the bacteria that's in the uterus. And then I want you to take your fresh grapefruit juice or fresh orange juice 3 times a week because you need also vitamin C. Let me just see for vitamins A. You need vitamin A. Does she have a vitamin A in the body? B. Okay, so you're deficient of your B complex. So you will take the green life. I want you to take, the green life will take care of the B complex for you. And that will help to have a healthy flora, a healthy bloodstream, a healthy uterus. Candida is gone, done. I want you to fast from starch, though. Fast for 21 days.
I've been doing that for a while.
Mm-hmm. And don't get, and the nuts. I would prefer you to take your sprouts. Work with all your sprouts, your sprout family. Red radish sprouts, your mug bean sprouts, your alfalfa sprouts. Work with your sprout family right now for the next 21 days and get a pint of green juice in the body, and that would be behind you. The only thing, this is your life. You can't go back. You have to keep the vibration high, particularly the work that you're doing. You're giving it a lot of energy. You've got to be able to make sure you magnify your own energy deeper than the normal person because you're doing all this healing work.
Yeah.
You understand?
True. Yeah. Definitely. Thank you so much for all of that. I wrote it all down. And I'm definitely going to take all of that advice. Thank you
Thanks
so much.
Great.
Okay, we do have a caller on the line with their hand raised. Caller from the 225 area code. You are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions?
Hi, Queen. I do have a few questions. How are you doing?
Fine. How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm so excited to speak with you. I just finished reading The Angry Vagina, and I'm also reading Heal Thyself right now.
Oh, wonderful.
And I've been doing quite a bit of healing right now. And
oh,
I'm concerned with my boyfriend and I. We both have herpes, and right now what we're doing is just trying to cleanse ourselves in our blood. And I wanted to know if you could give me, any more, maybe additional specific foods to incorporate in our juices and maybe vitamins, specific herbs that we could start using in our infusions and our teas.
Okay, I want you to take at least 75% live foods in your diet.
Okay.
Simply by taking 2 large salads a day and having your fresh fruits, you need your B's and your C's. So let me just see how much of a B complex. B25, B50, 100. In addition to taking the green life form, I want you to get vitamin B complex for the next 21 days. And you're going to take 100 milligrams of vitamin B complex, the both of you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm just checking vitamin C, 1,000 milligrams.
Did you say beet, like B-E-E-T?
B1, B6, B12, B6, the whole combo.
Okay. Gotcha.
All right? Mm-hmm. And I want you also to get to take fresh pressed wheatgrass. Have you ever had wheatgrass before?
I've had the wheatgrass shots. Do you think it's best if I invest in a wheatgrass juicer and start growing my own wheatgrass, or get the wheatgrass powder?
You grow it yourself, then it's pennies a day. And because you want to be having access to it, it's just, you know, it's just getting your soil, getting the tray, and then putting, you know, the seeds in and putting it in a dark space for it to start growing. And you grow it, and you grow it yourself, and you get yourself either a hand wheatgrass extractor or the electric one. The hand ones are like $80, and then the electric ones are like about $300. But it's worth its weight in gold. And then you can take your wheatgrass, the both of you, 1-2 ounces a day, and then or for yourself, I want you to be able to take a wheatgrass dish. So you'll take a wheatgrass dish 2 to 3 times a week if you can have, you know, once you get access. And then you'll put 1-2 ounces in a pint of water, distilled water or alkaline water, and give yourself a dish, and you start clearing out. So no flesh. You can't have any animal product and no dairy and no white flour products. Just really devitalized foods lowers your immune system. Rejuvenating whole foods protect your immune system. So you can overcome the herpes. I know, I mean, according to modern medicine, you can't overcome high blood pressure or diabetes either. You learn to live with the medication, you learn to control it. But, you know, when you take natural lifestyle, it has been shown and proven. And even in my small clinical testing with Dr. Bernard Sheridan, we had someone, just to give you an idea, we had someone didn't have herpes, but it's all two things. Disease is two things, and you get real clear about that. Malnourishment is one, and toxicity is the other. So if you focus on nourishing your tissues and cells, you get your green light, you take your 21-day detox kit, you stay for a season of detoxing, the both of you, and you're taking your green juices daily, and you're taking your wheatgrass dish, and you're either working on eating okra, you had to flush out the old waste. He has to flush out the old waste. Let me tell you, look at this as a beautiful thing. We all are given a crisis to grow. That's what a crisis, my conclusion, what a crisis does, it helps you to grow. If you take the crisis the wrong way, then you are stifled and you're hurt because of the crisis. Rather than looking at this as a bad thing, you sound very charged, you can overcome this. It's going to take you at least a season to 2 seasons of dedicated immune boosting, but you can do this, okay?
All right.
And
I'm dedicated.
What's that?
Thank you so much, Queen. And I just wanted to let you know that I am a birth worker, so it's very important to me that I heal myself. I'm a doula out here in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Well,
yes.
Right now I'm about to become trained with ICPC, and so we're doing a lot down here in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. So I'm very excited. Thank you so much. And also I just wanted to know, in the future I do plan to conceive children and do, like, a natural birth. So I want to know, like, after the eating and cleansing ourselves, will me and my partner be able to come together and have children and have them not affected with this virus? Because that scares me the most. Like, I know.
That's why a season, make a commitment. This is called by any means necessary. Make a commitment to stick with this for a season with us, season of cleansing with us. The master herbal formula is going to change your blood. It is one of the most powerful herbal compounds. Between the echinacea and the red clover and the chaparral and the dandelion, the alfalfa, you cannot lose. But you want to do your system every day. Let's go to work so you can have this natural birth and you can just be in a high frequency period. It's just about boosting the immune system every day. You can't, you know how to go, you get it, going to the gym, go hard. Go high.
Oh, really? I hear that. Yes, indeed.
Thank you so much, Queen.
I appreciate it. You are wonderful, and just thank you so much for sharing your love and light. You're amazing. You are definitely changing the next generation, and we're going to continue to carry the throne for you.
I love you. I love this generation. All of my children. I love you all
and
so
you
much.
And you are our mama. Believe that. You are like a mama.
Big mama.
Definitely.
Yes. Bless you all. I love you all so much.
Okay, I'll let you guys go. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in.
That's our last caller with their hand raised. But if you do have any other questions or comments, call in quickly. And the call number is 917-932-8881. We're getting awesome feedback. I'm just letting you know that right now. We're getting feedback. People are posting quotes about you on Facebook. It's going down. Like, we are doing yes. I'm just like, wow. All right. So it's definitely moving along, and the message and the vibration is out there. And it's just so awesome that we're sitting here, and, you know, I live in Boston, and we're changing the vibrations of the atmosphere right now because, you know, it's very tense, and, you know, they're always trying to do something to infuse fear into the people, especially into our wombs, which is very, very harmful. So, you know, it's just so great to take this moment and do so much healing on the line with you and, you know, and really go into ourselves and talk about the things that are going to fundamentally change us as a people because, like you said, it is from our wombs and it is from the women that we heal the nation, you know? So it's so important and so imperative that we do that. All right, we do have another caller on the line. Caller from the 740 area code. You are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions?
Hey, Queen. This is Sophia.
Yes, Sophia. Greetings.
Wanted to ask you a question about I, along with a few other people who are going on a detox with me, we are what you call flexitarians, moving into wanting to move into a vegetarian and vegan lifestyle. And one of the things that we're all struggling with is the cravings for meat. So, you know.
Oh, yes. I'm going to inhale on that one and exhale. The purpose of the kit is to break the cycle. We can change our lifestyle because that's what you've been working on, and being a flexitarian or vegetarian or live food eater, vegan, it's lifestyle. But to break a cycle that was passed down for generations, that's what we're talking about. You're not just breaking a cycle from your own will, but you were born in a particular body, and that food made up your body. What did your parents eat? Did they have hamburgers and french fries? Were they having steak and chicken? That's what made up your flesh, your brain, your bones, your temperament, all of that. So now to actually break that cycle, you've got to go into your DNA and you've got to clean the blood. Since it was passed down through the blood, you have to detox, purge the blood consistently, and that's why we are sharing with you seasons of detoxing, to go with us for a season. And if you do that for a season and go with us for 12 weeks, you will change that craving. You will see that, for example, in the first 21 days, 50% of the craving is gone, although 50% of the disease is gone too. You do another 21 days, 60% of the craving is gone. Keep going. Your desires become less and less. So you might – I'll give you an example. One person in the scientific test with Dr. Sheridan and myself – she took the formula, she was on the program, 27 other people was with her. She had, she was taking four forms of medication. She was obese, and she had high blood pressure. Now, I said flexitarian, you can be a flexitarian. I showed them how to prepare the food, but she also had the green light and the master herbal and the other formulas, but those two specifically did the greatest shifting on that note. Well, she got into her, after she finished 21 days, she was eating beef, pork, goat, and lamb. Keep all that in mind. By the time she finished her 21 days, she was only having fish. She did another 21 days, and then she stopped having the fish, and now she's having beans and peas and lentils. She went on the fourth 21-day cycle, and now she became a total raw foodist. That's how it affected her. Because the craving is in the blood. Clean up the blood, detox the blood from the mother and father and grandparents. The physical, emotional issues is in the blood. So you detox the blood and the craving is gone. I already know you want to be a vegetarian, but you're still craving. And the food is emotional. Remember, we're not eating just because of nutrition, because it's not about nutrition. It's about emotional eating. So you see, even sometimes you will smell food that your mother made and you haven't had that for weeks or months or years, but something about you makes you want to go have that biscuit.
that muffin, that cookie she made, that pound cake. I mean, I was trying to change. That's my pound cake. I said, oh, my gosh. But I had to think about my asthma. I said, I'm not going to kill myself having that pound cake, and my lungs get short, and it's a breath. And then I start itching and all of that. So you as you detox, you get the Master Herbal, you work with your green life, then you'll find that you're not going to crave. It's going to be a miracle for you. I know that.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. I just opened the book, and I'm going to just correct something. Someone, one of the sisters said, I'm reading the book, The Angry Vagina. The name of the book is, I'm not promoting The Angry Vagina. And everybody says, Queen, I want The Angry Vagina. I said, no, you don't want The Angry Vagina.
That is what you don't.
So that's why at the very top, very beautifully scripted, it says, Overcoming an Angry Vagina, subtitled Journey to Womb Wellness. And it is a journey. It doesn't happen overnight, but with dedication, devotion to your womb wellness, self-love. That's all we're saying is, I'm not putting you to work. I'm putting you to love. I'm putting you to actually say, take time for you, take time out for you, make yourself number one. Say yes to you. Say yes to your wellness. I'm looking right now on page 116, the womb journey timeline, because I want to encourage everyone to go to that page. When this book was written, I finished the book and it was released out in London. But when I got to London, I was like, I couldn't believe it. There were just as many men coming out to the book signing as women. In some cases, there were more men coming out. And some of the men were trying to push me. Go ahead, tell them, Queen. Tell them they got angry vaginas. I said, see there. It's not about the women.
Why are there angry, okay?
So we got issues going and coming. So one of the things I have here is two pieces. One piece is forgiveness. It's like we're holding grudges and hurt. It says, women, I invite you to break the deadly cycle of an angry vagina man. They look at each other. It's face-to-face. We look at each other. And I ended up doing this one-woman show, If Your Vagina Can Speak, What Would She Say? And my spirit while there, this wasn't in the book, but it led me to do these two pages that when I came back to New York, I had to open up the whole book to put these in. And one was Womb Journey Timeline. And the other one is Forgiveness. And it says here, you have traveled through three portals of overcoming an angry vagina. Diligently, you seek to apply the guidance to womb wellness suggested in Portal 1 and to share your womb stories as inspired by those told in Portal 2. The storm before the calm in Portal 3 were presented to help you better understand the challenges, the mud you might face as you prepare to overcome and bloom forth into your wellness. Now, in order to heal ourselves, to restore ourselves to wholeness and peace, we must forgive. Write them all on a piece of paper or write them on your heart and then begin to speak words of forgiveness. I forgive you for the slap, the kick, the yelling, the cursing. Will you forgive me? And not necessarily forgiving that same person, but somewhere along the line, you were unconscious too. Somewhere along the line, you did some things that were out of alignment, that were out of harmony, that was out of balance. So we all faced each other, and we say, I forgive you. And in a lineup of men, there were four men lined up. I asked the women to come up, even women who are still holding the grudges, the anger. And the women ran up. They're like almost bumped into each other running up, ready to let it go. And I asked the men to do likewise. And the men never moved. I said to the men, come up for your father. Come up for your grandfather. Because what happens is all that stuff really passes down to him. So he can come up and represent his father, his uncle, his brother. And he came. They came. They four came. And they looked upon each other. And then I began to read, I forgive you to break the deadly cycle of an angry vagina. Man, I forgive you to break the deadly cycle of a hostile penis. I know that each of you are hurt. Let me look at my light. Give thanks. I know each of you have been hurt by the other. I invite you to speak, come together, face to face and heart to heart, to speak forgiveness for your recovery. I invite us to speak so that you may forgive and love and travel through your bloodline to heal the past and the future. I forgive you for the slaps and the kicks, for the grabbing and the yanking, for the shaking of my soul and my body, for the historical abuse and the global madness that birthed sick souls. I forgive you for the cursing and the yelling and the screaming, for the hostile words spoken, for the cruel tones and the harsh looks that ruptured my veins and traveled deep into the womb of my heart. Will you forgive me for shattering your regenerated center, for drowning us in a river of tears and regret? I forgive you for not keeping your word, your promise. I forgive you for not staying, for letting go, and for holding on when I should have let you go. I forgive you for running from one wounded woman to another. I forgive you for running from one man to another in the hope of finding salvation, even while I was there for you. I forgive you for abandoning me, for not being there when I reached out. I forgive you for not speaking to me gently when I needed comforting. I forgive you for holding resentment towards me when it was not me who hurt you. I, woman, forgive you for unpacking your emotional toxic baggage into my vagina while using your penis as a weapon, causing me to bleed a river of issues. I, man, forgive you for holding on to your pain and releasing resentment into my reproductive center, which then went to my chest, causing my heart to fail. I forgive you for not knowing or understanding, for not caring what I felt or how I felt. I, woman, forgive you for being like my daddy or not being like my daddy. I, man, forgive you for being like my mother or not being like my mother. My angry vagina wants to overcome the pain that has filled my inner walls with cysts and tumors and clotting. My hostile penis wants peace and love, not impotency. Can we attract the beauty that is within me and you? Will you forgive me whether I stay or move on, whether I hold on or let go? May we become wiser for the lessons we have learned. May we hold in our hearts sweet, lasting forgiveness. I forgive you for everything. I need soul for liberation, freed up in the rapture of forgiveness. I need to heal. I need my wings. I want to soar beyond the pain. I forgive you. Will you forgive me? I forgive you. Will you forgive me? I forgive you. Will you? Will you forgive me? Forgive me. Forgive me. Forgive me. Forgive me. I forgive you.
Thank you. That was very powerful.
I give thanks. And so the men cried, weep quietly, and the women, tears dropped, and so that we stopped blaming each other and stop hurting the next relationship, because many times we could even be in a healthy relationship, but we're not even conscious of it because so much sadness from the other relationships is still there with us. And so to let those tears flow and to forgive is to heal yourself. And that will help you to want to eat healthy. That will help you think healthy. That will help you to take time out for self. And so I say to women who do not have mates, take that time to focus on mating with yourself, having a sacred union with yourself, and restoring your womb to wholeness, to balance. Do not claim. I mean, a sister was so kind to send her uterus to us. She had surgery.
On March 15th.
On March 15th, yeah. And I still need that copy of that. Profound. She had surgery, and her uterus was cut open. The doctor's hand was on the side of her uterus, and her tumor was that his side was part of his hand, but it doubled his hand. Mm-hmm. Can you see the picture there? His hand was in her uterus. It was already cut. It was an incision. Mm-hmm. His hand was inside to pull it out. It was coming out. The uterus, the tumor, was larger than his hand twice.
Mm-hmm.
They showed his hand, and the tumor went up to, like, right before the elbow.
Mm-hmm.
That's how large. We can carry a tumor the size of a five-month baby, mm-hmm. a six-month baby. And so we're birthing all of this pain. And so we can start with the, this is the womb journey timeline. This is important to me. It was so important to me, although the book was closed. When you close a book, it's like closing a, like when they say, when a newspaper, thank you, when a newspaper, I like the dark, so that I can see the candle. I'm like, I'm just fighting for the dark so I can have my candle. And she turns the light on so I can see what I'm reading. I give thanks for subtle things like light. But in the womb journey, if we can catch ourselves in our early years, the earlier that we can catch ourselves, the quicker we can overcome. So I looked at this and said, below is a timeline of storms and diseases that could challenge the journey of a woman's womb life. When unaware of these pitfalls, a woman is less able to protect, much less heal herself. Even if she's aware, she may remain stuck in the mud until her awareness guides her to heal herself and to inform and protect others. By embracing the strategies suggested in the five portals of this text, Overcoming, one may be able to avoid or convert the traumas of a negative womb journey into the liberation of a positive journey of conscious womb wellness. And so, the beginning, the pre-birth, the negative issues passed down through the sperm to the ovum through the bloodline. From age 7 to 16, incest. Now, every woman does not get every trauma that happens at that age, but I remember clearly that there was about 55 women in a circle getting ready to take the second woman 12, gateways at the time, 9 gateways has evolved to 12. And in that, we were talking about Nuke, the universal sky mother that helps us from a spiritual place to bring light into our womb issues. And so we put a little card out for all of the women who have experienced incest. And so 60% of the women in the circle, that's a crisis in our families. Our families need detoxing. Our families need healing. Both the women, both the men need cleansing and purging and fasting. And so to those little baby girls who are grown women right now, I tell you right now, go back to her with your wings. That represents the spirit of my aunt. Go back with your wings to that little girl under the bed, in the closet, in the shower. Wrap your arms right now around her. Go find her. She's still there. She's still stuck, and she's crying, and she's weeping. And she can't tell anybody. She can't tell her mother because her mother may not believe her. She can't tell her uncle. She can't tell anyone. She can't tell because maybe she was told if she told, she would be in serious trouble. She would be beaten. Whatever was the case, we have to go back and get her. And so getting her now, bring her with you. Wrap yourself around her. Put her on your back. Put her in your heart. Put her in your brain. Put her all around you and take her with you now to where you are. And tell her everything is going to be okay because you're going to heal her. You're going to bathe her. You're going to massage her. You're going to love her. You're going to speak beautiful words. You're going to take her to parks, and you're going to take her to long walks, and you're going to nurture her like you've never nurtured her before. That little girl that's in that 30-year-old body, that little girl that's in that 40-year woman, that little girl that's in that 61-year woman, that little girl that's in that teenager, it's your time to nurture her out of that pain. And when 14 years old, you have sexual encounter with a toxic, confused partner because all boys who are 14, 13, 12, having sex with little girls are toxic, and they got to have a lot of healing. So you're carrying all his toxicity and trauma. So that's a whole new talk. I'm just going to run through them. Age 16 years old, the STDs start coming in. 16 to 30 years old, fertility, miscarriages, abortion as a form of birth control. Age 13 to 14 years old, PMS, menstrual, heavy menstrual bleeding and clotting, cramping, vaginal sores, itching, burning older, discharge, endometriosis. Age 19 years, abnormal pap smears start showing up. 24 to 40 years old, infertility again, difficult childbirth, miscarriage, abortion as a form of birth control. Age 24, womb cysts, they start coming in. Those vaginal discharges now transforming into womb cysts. Age 28, fibroid tumor starts to show up. It's small, very small, the size of a pea, but it's not going away. It's going to grow. Age 29, tumor removal, surgical or radiation. 31 years old, tumors grow back in 1 to 3 years. 40 years old, prolapse wound, painful intercourse. Uterine cancer, 45 to 60 years old, difficult menopause, hot flashes, vaginal dryness. 45 to 60 years plus hysterectomies. This is the womb journey timeline. No one tells you at what age that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. But what happens is I've had so many women come to my desk and begin, as soon as they sit down, they start to cry. They cry a river of tears that heal. And then from that place, they tell me their deepest hurt, their deepest wound. And from those thousands and thousands of women, I started to see a timeline. What happens to the journey of a womb when a woman doesn't know what to do or how to overcome? And I say right now that if we have the knowledge, then we can prevent these womb traumas and womb issues. This is a wonderful time for me because I'm given an opportunity to actually look in this book and to teach you and to read some by bedtime stories. These are like womb bedtime stories. So I'm going to read this as the center of the universe. This is how I see the womb. The womb is the center of the universe. On the micro level, a woman's entire anatomy is connected to her womb center. On a macro level, a woman's entire life is connected to her womb center. All humans come through the womb, and when our life has reached its cycle of completion on the earth plane, we transform and return into the womb of the earth. The condition of the womb is a reflection of the woman, the state of humanity, and the state of the world. Wombs are reflections of what is about to happen and what has happened. How women are treated by a husband, life partner, mate, community, and a nation reveals levels and degrees of the vibration of the entity or society. When the woman of a society are honored, protected, and nurtured, the people, the society, and the land flourish and prosper. Women who are respected, honored, and loved are capable of giving birth to health, wellness, tranquility, harmony, and peace. When women are not protected, nurtured, and cared for, the land they occupy becomes barren, and the people are doomed for destruction. Women treated with disdain are only capable of birthing pain and suffering, resulting in a violent, disease-infested society. Globally, there is overwhelming evidence that women have been and continue to be abused, abandoned, and bought and sold, disrespected, mortified, mutilated, poisoned, prostituted, raped, tortured, and wounded. A full study of all these atrocities against wombs would fill many volumes and require many hours of discussion. Therefore, only highlights have been presented here in Portal 3. Note, how women are treated as property in a variety of ways in a variety of cultures. Also note the universal similarity between acts of womb damage and existence of diseased wombs. Begin to understand the correlation between global womb damage and global angry vaginas. Keep in mind that the compromised well-being of women announces the threat to the wellness of the global family, women, men, and children. And so because of that, there is the opening of this book and why this book was written. This is the dedication. I dedicate Overcoming an Angry Vagina, Journey to Womb Wellness to women from the four directions, east, west, north, and south, alone, in a relationship, satisfied, struggling, blissful, to happy, vibrant, luscious, joyous wombs, to sensitive, supportive, loving partners of women who have angry vaginas, to unborn babies that may be born of parents who have overcome the negativity of an angry vagina or a hostile penis. To those who suffer from broken hurt and unresolved womb trauma. To wombs and souls who cry out, no more, no more suffering. To an anonymous little girl who had an abortion at age 11. To a young sister who contracted womb cancer at age 16 as her mother stood by filled with anxiety about how to help the child of her womb. To the woman who frantically informed me of her fourth miscarriage. She had lost four babies, each in her fourth month of pregnancy. To the many women in quest of hysterectomy prevention, to women who've had a hysterectomy and are ready to reclaim the spirit of their womb, to women and men who suffer from AIDS, the AIDS virus and STDs, to my daughter and my granddaughters, and my sons and grandsons, to a new world reaching for change, you. I dedicate Overcoming an Angry Vagina, Journey to Womb Wellness to women on an inner quest for new womb stories and lives of rebirth, hope, love, forgiveness, enlightenment, restoration, empowerment, and to the men who love and honor these women as they love and honor themselves. May we purify and rejuvenate. May we collectively take our wounds, our destiny, and our lives into our hands and birth a world of peace and harmony. I dedicate this text to you, Overcoming, to you.
Thank you for sharing that with us.
Thank you.
That was very, very powerful. All right, we only have 13 minutes left on the live stream, and it seems like all the questions that are going to be asked were asked.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody has a quick one really quickly, they can squeeze it in. Again, the call number is 917-932-8881, and all you have to do is press 1 if you're already on the line. Would you like to give out any last words of encouragement?
Mm-hmm.
And then follow that up with, again, just the dissemination of the contact information so that everybody can make sure they can get in contact with you and get, you know, receive your services and everything like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, to all those who are in meditation, I think everyone is in meditation now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that everyone who's hearing this, they're somewhere inside of this conversation. They are... or their daughters are, or their mothers, or their grandmothers, they're in this conversation. So that means that we're on common ground. And the fact that we're on common ground, that we have something that we can all work to overcome together. So my healing, when I can heal myself, I can reach out to another sister and help her. So for those who are ready to start womb circles, those who are ready to make a shift, those who are ready to heal, I put my hand out and say, come on, let's do this. Let's heal ourselves. Now, there's no better time. According to the Mayan calendar, the end of the world was actually 2012, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now there's a new beginning. Whenever there's a closeout, there's always a new beginning. And there's not any more auspicious time than 2013 and springtime for a spring detox, for a renewal of all our womb centers, for a renewal of the earth, for to stop the bloodshed, to stop the pain, to clear out the hospitals and the mental wards and the prison systems, because we are birthing a lot of pain on the earth. And so as we start to birth love, there's a prayer, there's a simple prayer that comes to mind. It's in the book, Overcoming. Ishe Oluwa Kole Bajeo. Most High's work is indestructible. We are indestructible. We cannot be destroyed as we follow the Most High's divine plan. Farisanis said it better. The Creator has a master plan. Peace and happiness throughout the land. The Creator has but one demand, peace and happiness for every man and woman. I now give thanks and praise. Thank you so much, Queen, for having this evening and giving me the opportunity to share.
And to all of my sisters who are listening in, may the Most High continue to bless the womb of your mind, the womb of your heart, and the womb of your seat of creation. I will now bring you over to our wellness pharmacy where Alicia awaits you to give you the update.
Wow. I just give thanks and praise for the opportunity to sit at the feet of such a amazing teacher, amazing woman who walks the walk and talks the talk. It's amazing to just see and to hear and to manifest. And my body is just vibrating right now just from hearing the teachings. And I hear them every day. And I watch her live them every day. So I'm excited that we got an opportunity to share this with our sisters, to share this with our brothers, because when our sisters are not well, it affects the whole family. It affects the children. It affects the men. And it affects our sisters. Sisters, if you know that you have any type of womb trauma, even if it's an emotional womb trauma, and you are ready to take the next steps in your healing, give us a call at 718-221-HEAL, H-E-A-L, 718-221-HEAL, H-E-A-L. You can always text me at 404-401-7448, 404-401-7448. The healing formulas that Queen has is not exclusively for fibroids. There are over 108 different disorders that her formulas help to treat. And it is unbelievable the testimonies that we've gotten in that have poured in. She just did a major 21-day detox with almost 100 people, and they did it together on a teleconference. One sister lost 12 pounds in her very first week. We had another sister that was used to, and she owns a spa. She was used to 30-day cycles. After 1 week on the formulas, she was down to a 5-day cycle. She didn't know what a 5-day cycle was. So to be able to know that your womb can be purged, that you can actually, I'm excited about the sister who said that she and her mate both currently have herpes, and that she is actually a midwife. This is wonderful. This is beautiful because she is investing in herself and in her own healing. I so hope that you call and that you get a season of wellness with us. We are excited. We ask that you call us 718-221-HEAL, H-E-A-L, 718-221-HEAL, H-E-A-L, or text me at 404-401-7448 if you are ready to take the next steps. Also, Queen is doing her SOS Wombs campaign. SOS stands for Save Our Sisters' Wombs. If you are interested in bringing Queen Afua to your town, please email me at Alicia, A-L-I-S-H-A, at queenafua.com. A-L-I-S-H-A at queenafua.com, and just say, tell me how to bring Queen to my town. She is already now committed for Atlanta on October 12th. We've got Atlanta October 12th, Dallas October 5th, Cleveland July 27th, and Pittsburgh, which is coming very soon. So please email me. Also, like her page, which is Queen Afua Heals on Facebook, and that way you can keep up with all the amazing things that we have going on. Finally, we have a new kiosk at Nicholas Bookstore in downtown Brooklyn, 570 Fulton Street, between Flatbush Ave and Rockwell Place in downtown Brooklyn. 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, our representatives are there. They are selling products. They are sharing this wellness message, and they are very excited to do so. If you own a spa, if you own a health store, anything where you would like to carry Queen's products and have a live representative, email me at Alicia, A-L-I-S-H-A, at queenafua.com, and let us know that you're interested in a Queen Afua kiosk in your store. So please come out this Saturday. which will be April 20th. We are going to have a wonderful, wonderful time of wellness. Queen will be there. It's a wonderful photo opportunity. You'll be able to also get the live tonics and just have an excellent experience with the brand. Queen Tay, we appreciate you. We send much love and light to you. We are so excited about your healing. We're so excited that Queen was able to share with you today. And because you have been so kind to us, Queen, who is also a medical empath, would like to do a holistic health reading for you, where she'll sit down with you for 30 minutes by phone and really go into depth with your condition. And she'd also like to share that with your guest as well. Yours, of course, is complimentary. It would be at a discounted rate for those that are that call in and say that they heard about it on Conversations with the Queen. But it's an individual call, and you actually get an opportunity to have Queen go through and get to the root of your challenges. Doctors a lot of times just deal with your symptoms. They don't deal with the root. If we can get to the root, then all of the fruit that comes out of it is eliminated. Thank you so much, sister. And we will be again with you on the third Monday of May.
All right. Look forward to it. Thank you for being on, and give my thanks and love to the Queen for everything that she shared. All right?
I will indeed. Thank you, sis.
Definitely. Peace. All right.